From Melbourne Airport, the latest from podnews.net. Patreon CEO Jack Conti has posted a video on strategies to grow your Patreon support. You'll find that linked from our show notes and the newsletter today. In Manchester, MIC's Podcast Edit Club is a free event this Wednesday from 6 in Media City in Salford. We link to an RSVP if you'd like to go. Also in London in the UK, Rise and Shine run free podcast workshops every month, which are critically acclaimed by other podcasters we talk to. There's one today, but it's sold out. Watch their Twitter feed for next month's. What are the best studio headphones? In-house studio engineers at Resonate Recordings had a look today. We link to that from our show notes and our newsletter. Do you think that every podcast out there is too long? Well, so does 2GB radio presenter Luke Grant in Sydney, Australia, who says he's disrupting podcast norms with a brand new revolutionary idea. We salute you, Mr. Grant, for your idea of a one-word podcast. PodTrac have released their top 20 podcasts ranker for February based on monthly US audience using an opaque algorithm. iHeart's Ron Burgundy podcast is a new entry at number 6. If you're considering making a podcast for your organization, we're linked to 5 questions to ask from the host of Democracy Works. And KCRW, the Santa Monica-based radio station and podcaster, has a new $38 million building. Meanwhile, in Boston, in Massachusetts, in the US, the Boston Globe is hopeful that the money flowing into podcasting will benefit podcasters in the city. In our show notes and in our newsletter, we link to a ton of new podcasts today, including Clearing the Air. There are all sorts of rules about clearing radio commercials for broadcast in the UK. Voiceover Emma Clark has made a, quotes, stupid comedy podcast about it. Since your editor,
that's me,
is a former radio commercial copywriter, he likes it, and so will you. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.